FCCLA, Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. Today, more than 199,000 students are active in over 4,900 chapters across 46 states. FCCLA can be found in several of our high schools, typically in our culinary classes. However, students in this type of organization brings awareness to making a difference in their families, careers, and communities by addressing important issues through family and consumer sciences education. A unique story, however, comes out from the Newcomb High School, with 9 students attending the regional conference last week, competing with Farmington, Grants, and Kirtland Central High School, and earning 4 gold medals, 5 silver medals, and 1 bronze medal to qualify each student for state conference in March, while Newcomb being the only school to have 4 students win 4 gold medals in regionals. We spoke with Newcomb High School's FCCLA students, Michaela Roanhorse, Destiny Lee, Ellie Noble, and Nevaeh Miller, about their accomplishments, the road to state conference, and their experiences with the FCCLA.
It's a very big accomplishment, and it's just something I thought that I couldn't do, but I was able to get the gold medal. So it just shows that anyone can do anything if they really set their mind to it.
Is this the first time for anybody in FCCLA?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this. First year, what was that like? Any challenges that came up for you?
Well, for me, it was kind of being around people I don't know, like talking around people I don't know. That was really hard because it makes me nervous. So that was a big step for me.
Students their freshman year were put on hold from FCCLA once the pandemic canceled events such as conferences and in-person gatherings. Students were asked what it was like to not have FCCLA for 2 years.
I would say a lot of low confidence and self-esteem, but rejoining the FCCLA this year, it rose that back up because I got to work in a different area, because the last competition in freshman year, it was the job interview. But for this one, I was able to do different sections. So that was pretty interesting, and I enjoyed it quite much.
Michaela, we'll start with you. What have you learned about yourself in FCCLA?
How I can work with others and being the leader, I guess you could say, to kind of lead our project, which was food innovation.
For me, it was being able to get out of my shell, like to open up to people that I didn't know, and to also be able to teamwork with her, and we did really good together. So
let me ask you this, both of you, what did you two work on?
Ours was food innovation.
What are you doing now to prepare for state?
I think for now what we're going to be doing is just improving in our ingredients and
working on our packaging a little bit more.
Yes, working more on our data and trying to connecting it all together.
What I learned from FCCLA was that like I can push myself and I can be very independent, because there was the time where I was like preparing for the competition where I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I was like, I'm getting tired of this. Do I really want to compete in this competition? I was like, is it really something I want to do? But then I was like, you know, I want to take culinary classes in college. I want to cook. I want to travel. And maybe this could like give me a step up to something that will lead me to something much more bigger. I'm actually really proud of myself that I was able to get gold.
I really enjoy sewing because our project for repurpose and redesign was like a placement. It took me and my teammates to make it like we had to stay after school and dedicate our time during sewing class. It just made me feel very passionate about sewing. It gave me confidence because, you know, something I helped create made it to state. So that's something I'm really proud of.
What do you guys like about regionals, and what are you looking forward to for state competition?
I like the food. I'm just kidding.
I did like the judges were actually really nice, and it made me feel more comfortable in the area.
I'll agree with Ellie. It was pretty cool judges. They were really, how would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, helpful. Definitely.
So I imagine you were all pretty nervous when you came into regionals.
Yeah.
So do you think are you feeling the same way about state?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
I am a little.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that means, yeah.
I think an advice to calm someone's nerves is to tell them to not overthink their process, and just like, how can you say, practice is very important, and rehearsals. Don't really overthink that you're going to fail. Just try your best.
Newcomb High School is seeing more attendance in clubs such as Robotics, Educators Rising, and of course FCCLA after things seem to be coming back to normal from the pandemic. Our four medalists shared their experiences with FCCLA and now give insight to any friends or classmates interested in joining their group this coming year.
I would encourage more people to join because it, for one, helps them try something new and break them out of that comfort shell that they're closed up in. And also, they get to work with different people, but over time, eventually warm up to them, grow close, maybe even make a new friend in the process. It can help discover unknown passions. So like, for example, when I was doing the redesign, it made me feel like very happy to recycle materials and make something out of it instead of simply throwing them away. And also, it helped bring out my joy for sewing.
Yeah, and I think it helps with time, I guess you could say, like slows you down in school, takes you away from school if you needed it.
For me, it was just something like, oh yeah, I can do that. But then I was just like, wow, the more I get into this, I'm like learning a new skill. And when I showed everybody, they're like, oh my God, wow, this is really nice. And it made me feel like really good about myself. Like, oh my God, I'm learning something new and people actually like what I'm doing, you know? It also helped me find comfort outside of my comfort zone. And also, there's a lot of free fruit. So I like cut, and afterwards I just like share my fruits with everybody and everyone gets to eat. And that's just what made me really happy.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck. Make us proud on behalf of CCSD and the superintendent. Congrats and good luck out there, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We are Central.